Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here on WCCO 649. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning. And Luther Heller, the superintendent of Montevideo, is good enough to join us this morning. Superintendent Heller, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a number of things to talk to you about. First thing, as a superintendent, how would you grade our first week of distance learning?
Well, for Montevideo, we've been really pleased with how it went. We had the almost 2 weeks to prepare for it, and our staff really pulled together well and did prepare quite well for it. And so it was kind of an extension for us of what we used to do with the snow days. So it really worked out pretty well. Also, we spent that time making sure that we could get connectivity with all of our families. And Scott Ripley, our director of technology, really worked well with our internet providers in the area and our families to make sure everybody got hooked up. And right now we're down to all but one household has completed the process of getting the technology hooked up. And we have devices in the hands of everyone. So we're moving forward well. We feel good about how things are going.
Boy, that's really good news, Superintendent Heller, because, as you know, the conversation, particularly in our last election, was rural broadband issues. But it sounds, even though you're out in a rural area and a lot of the students are in that area, it sounds like, for the most part, it's going pretty well. Who gets the credit for that?
Scott Ripley really worked hard on that. He's our director of technology, and I'll tell you, he spent hours on the phone talking with internet providers and then matching them up with families based upon their address and which provider they fell under. And when we couldn't get a provider identified and couldn't make that connectivity, we went out and purchased a hotspot for the families to use.
Wow. Boy, that's terrific news out there. The other thing that you mentioned, I would like to know just a bit more about, because you were obviously just handicapped a little bit in your conversations with your staff because you can't have these face-to-face meetings for the most part. So in the 2 weeks leading up to this, how in the world did you coordinate everything?
Well, our staff were all on site for that initial 2 weeks. The governor's executive order was for our staff to report to work, and so our teachers were in the buildings for that 2 weeks working, and so we had a lot of collaborative work there. Now, this week, as they've been away, our principals have been connecting with our staff electronically and checking on them as to how the days are going. And our tech integration specialist has been checking with people as to what they need as far as further assistance to help them do their job. So a lot of pieces really working together. We have a lot of folks both on the front line doing the teaching and a lot of people behind the scenes assisting them that are really coming together collaboratively.
Something very, very interesting is happening too, and I believe it started at Montevideo. I would ask you about this, about our Minnesota schools now. There's a lot of them that are now joining in to turn on stadium lights. Can you tell us the history of this and exactly what that's about, Luther, for people who don't know about it?
Sure. Our assistant high school principal, Chris Weber, saw this idea on the State High School League's website, where out in Colorado they had been turning on the lights as kind of a beacon of hope to the students. And so he had some discussions, and we came upon turning them on in the evening for a minute for each day that the kids have been gone. So the first night of it, it was for 12 minutes that the lights were on, and there were several people that came and sat in the stadium, and they maintained the social distancing that we want people to have, and kind of a beacon of hope and letting the kids know that we're thinking of them, we're looking forward to the day that they return.
What has the reaction been from the public?
we've had really positive responses. People think it's really a neat idea, and we may have been the first to do it in Minnesota. I'm not sure. We hadn't heard of anyone else who was doing it at the time we did it, but it's just something to kind of pull everybody together a little bit.
Yep, hope and assurance. We all want that. That's just a great idea. Hey, Luther, I'm glad everything's going well out there at Montevideo. I appreciate you checking with us as well. How's your weather out there today?
Well, it's cold and icy, but there's no ice coming down anymore. We have probably about a quarter of an inch layer of ice on everything this morning. So had we had school, we'd probably have been 2 hours late.
Yeah, sorry, buses on plod roads only. Yeah,
right.
I know that one well. Yeah, well, Luther, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll stay in touch. Congrats on the start of this distance learning.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
He is Superintendent Luther Heller of Montevideo here on WCCO. Just wanted to give you an update. That light thing is something else, and it's my understanding, too, I think Montevideo might have been first, but be that as it may, suddenly there's a lot of schools doing it now. I was looking at the list. My buddy John Millay over at the High School League, who's a good guy to follow online, he writes a lot about high school activities and schools and what things they're doing. And, of course, he's a former writer at the Star Tribune, so he has great insight, terrific writer. So he's fun to follow at MSHSL's John. It's just at MSHSL John. But anyways, checking the listener on John's site. So Albany's do it, Blooming Prairie, Bold, Browerville has the lights on, Cambridge, Ashanti, Cedar Mountain, Centennial, Crosby, Ironton, Dawson, Boyd, Deer River, Fillmore Central, Foley, Hayfield, Hopkins does it here in town, Jackson County Central, Casson, Manderville, Leroy, Strander, Little Falls, Mineota, Montevideo, Moorhead, Morris area, Chicago, Alberta, having the lights on there for every minute the kids have been out of school, Mountain Iron Buell has it. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, Osseo, Owatonna, Pine Island, Red Rock Central, St. Charles, Sauk Center, Stewartville, Swanville does it. Thief River Falls does it. Triton, Wadena, Deer Creek, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, Waseca, Wilmer, and I'm sure more schools are going to be added here as this continues to go on. So a lot of schools. Thief River Falls, I just happened to think about a guest we had on 2 days ago. Really appreciate his time, but that's District Judge John Thunheim was born up there in Thief River Falls. That was his birthplace, and then raised it, I think, in Newfoundland, a little bit smaller than Thief River. Little town out there. Thief River was the big town back in those days because I grew up not too far from there as well. WCCO time is 6:56 here on the morning news. Lots of news to talk about, obviously. There's things you need to know today. We'll talk about at 7 o'clock, including virus deaths and unemployment accelerating still this morning, and they still need help out in New York City and the UK now. Their health service is gearing up for the virus peak. But what's wanted right now, COVID-19 survivors' blood. That's an interesting story you'll hear more about. And record hiring streak in jeopardy. We'll find out more about that today when the report comes out. Steve has it all at the top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.